Hello, this is Sharon Rose. Welcome to this unprecedented invitation to walk the earth as a living master. We are being given the opportunity of a lifetime to be personally mentored by the great masters from the spiritual realms to achieve our own mastery and to be part of co-creating the next great golden age of freedom. Kamala and I have been communicating with the masters for most of our lives and communicating with the masters together for many, many years. And they have asked us to create a school where they could teach as many as possible how to walk the earth as living masters and be part of the great councils of light so that we can consciously co-create the next golden age. This opportunity hasn't been given to humanity since the time of Atlantis. And because of the choices that were made at that time, instead of creating a golden age, their civilization ended in destruction. And that opportunity was lost for many thousands of years, until now. We are once again poised on the precipice of that same opportunity. So the masters from the spiritual realms are now calling forth those who know they are here to make a difference at this time and know they are here to be part of co-creating the next golden age. We are being given this magnificent opportunity to have all our limited memories transmuted back into the pure consciousness of Source, to have our hearts and our minds prepared for the full embodiment of the Divine Presence, and given the opportunity to be part of the Councils of Light and co-create the life of freedom and majesty we have come here to live. We will be shown how to overcome the stumbling blocks that have limited humanity for eons. We will have our five dormant spiritual centers activated, bringing the light of the presence into our bodies. We will have the inactive strands of our DNA opened so we can manifest the consciousness of the presence. And we will experience the fullness of our inner marriage with the Beloved and our twin ray. We will be taught the same universal teachings that have allowed all the great masters down through the ages to achieve mastery. Through transmissions, the masters will mentor us each step of the way. The same masters that we know and revere, such as Jesus or Yeshua, Buddha, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Saint Germain, Mary Magdalene, and all the others that have been guiding humanity for eons. Now we're going to bring in Kamala, who has been doing transmissions of the masters for over 35 years. And she will be bringing in these great masters.
We come to you as the collective body of the presence within the many councils of light who are overseeing your planet at this time, your humanity at this time, as all is moving into completely new states of consciousness, new ways of being in your world. And we come to bring forth ways in which you can amplify your connection with that one known as the Presence. And the Presence is the most aware, awake, and conscious aspect of your being. It has been living within a sphere of energy in a field around the body, except for its connection into the heart, where it lives within a seed planted at your original encoding as you were brought forth as an individualized soul from the heart of God, Goddess, Mother, God, all that is. These times are calling us forth because we have agreed and our collective councils to oversee these times that are giving you this opportunity to awaken and indeed embody your presence. We are doing this through this course. We are doing this through your course by amplifying very specific and certain frequencies within your heart. Your heart is the key and the foundation of all the consciousness that will reside around you as your presence and within you as your presence. We are also amplifying the energies within your spiritual centers. Those centers were previously known as chakras, but they all, with the exception of one, are carrying completely new frequencies. The one that remains the same is the throat center, the center of divine will and power. That is still sapphire blue within the throat, but all of the other centers have been shifted into different frequencies in order to support your ascension. And your ascension is simply the movement of your consciousness from one state of being, in this case duality, into the next spiral, which is unity consciousness. So you are spiraling up simply in consciousness while remaining within your physical world, on your physical planet. And yet, even as we say that, know that your physical body is also shifting its frequencies in every cell and atom. That your mental and emotional capacities to think and feel are also lifting into the ascension. And what that means on the feeling level of the self is that everything that's been founded in fear in the past or duality is moving into love, unity, much deeper compassion, unconditional love, understanding, and cooperation. This means that the energies, let's say, of competition are going into energies of cooperation, for an example. As fear is brought into faith and true ways of being where there is no doubt that you are supported in this next cycle of your being, your next cycle of action upon your planet, there can be a greater surrender. And with that surrender is a greater capacity to love. And during this course, we will open up the places in the body that may still be sustaining the memories that are holding the fear of coming into unity. They're very simple lightwork exercises for moving those memories into the present with the presence. And then there are also projections into the future that will move into the truth of the presence. And when we say the truth, we mean you living within your true state of being as the presence which already lives in unity consciousness. The only reason that you or humanity does not move immediately into unity consciousness is mostly based upon beliefs and patterns within the body and within the mind and within the feeling nature. So much of this course is directed at bringing all of those levels of the self into a place where they're saying yes, where they're eliminating any fear of making this easy walk into unity consciousness. And this walking we're referring to is your capacity in this embodiment to truly walk the earth as a living master. And this is why this course has been given that name. Because this potential is with you now in this embodiment. And this potential will be amplified in this course between the transmissions and the lightwork exercises. It is all focused at your mastery. It is all focus into preparing your body for the presence. And this is being accomplished not only by the ascended masters who are here with us in these councils in this moment, but also great cosmic beings and the celestial hosts of the archangels and the celestial host of the Elohim, who are assisting you in keeping aligned with your divine blueprint as they are brought into play during these courses, where you can amplify your connection through sound into the sacred geometries, which open up your body's capacity to sustain the perfection that brings in the highest expression of your calling within your divine blueprint, which brings in the most beautiful creations that you have come to create during this time of your great shift of the ages, during this time when love becomes the foundational frequency of your planet, and during this time that the angelic presences are spinning all of their most refined energies of the sacred rays into your bodies to stimulate your center's capacity to operate in more and more of these refined frequencies, closer and closer to your ascended frequencies of light and love. These are the days that you have waited for. This is the incarnation that is allowing you to pass into the next spiral of your creation. Within this time are the choices that you make. The choices that you make to ascend, the choices that you make to go into unity consciousness, the choice that you make to transfer, transform, and transmute everything back into the light of your original encoding. And that encoding was given to you as you came forth as an individualized soul from out of the heart of Source. This means in actuality that your entire being is actually a replication of Source love and light. Everything in you is of that same love and light. Everything in you, therefore, has the capacity to move into what you might refer to as the ecstasy of the love that exists naturally between love and light. And that is the love that exists naturally between you inside of yourself and you with your twin ray essence, meaning that counterpart of you that would vibrate at the same rate of energy that you are vibrating at, so that you have this ongoing and always eternal partner within you, and sometimes actualized as a partner on the physical plane. And there will be exercises within the course which will amplify that potential. And that potential is greater and greater depending on the work that you do within yourself to balance out these frequencies. This can be akin to the frequencies between, let's say, the left and the right hemispheres of your brain. When they come into perfect harmonic resonance with one another, they create a very specific harmonic that allows you to convene or commune with your twin ray more easily. Again, within yourself as well as within an outer relationship. So let's just take this at the level of the self right now. Not only do you have this balance in your hemispheres of your brain, you have a very similar balance, and let's call, for sake of seeing it, the hemispheres of your heart. And you have other areas in your body which work in complementary electromagnetic attraction to one another, but sometimes they may have recorded an energy that is not complementary. So this course will help to bring all of this back into love, all of this back into a harmonic resonant field, which allows her to be less contraction within the body and simply more unity and more love. And as that occurs, there is an attraction of your body into being in areas and being with people that stimulate and assist you in vibrating those energies. And part of the coming together in a course, whether it is live or online, is to feel the communion of that community, that council, the Earth Council, in relationship to our councils who are already working in unity. And you will feel it as you listen to the transmissions. You will feel these co-joined councils and what it's like to work within them. And as such, you become part of them. And then your body remembers what it is like to work in that kind of unity consciousness. And yes, you have known that. You knew that in Lemuria, many of you. And you knew that in the early days of Atlantis. So once again, that memory is coming forth for you to live in this embodiment, in this time, in this time of bringing in the new golden age. And the course is partly to align you with your divine blueprint so that you know what you have come to do to assist in that creation. And this does not mean that it has to look like a spiritual job. It can be, for example, within an executive position in a company where you are simply bringing in a balanced harmonic that allow for the people in the company to work together within an expanded resonant field of communication and cooperation. So though that would be a spiritual activity, it would not necessarily have to look like one in the old terminologies that might define spirituality. And that's the excitement of being here in these times. This unified feel is going to penetrate into business, into economics, into politics, into medicine, into parenting, and into loving, literally loving one another in an entirely new way. With such depth of unconditionality, that you can hear one another even beyond the words and beyond the ideas that might keep one in a confined area of thinking. Areas that might say, well, I know that person, I know how they do things. In this course, you learn how to keep taking the edges off of that confined thinking, until eventually there is no contraction within the body, particularly within the mind and the solar plexus, which are prone to contracting when something is not quite going the way one would like it to go. It keeps releasing those contractions, and this is where the lightwork exercises are so useful. Many, many, many exercises are given to remove these contraction state of being, these places where patterns are holding information. And they're easy enough to do every day, sound and visualizations that will give you easy tools that can be done in the shower or the car. Because you, beloveds, all know if something comes up and you feel contracted within the information that's arising, And now you will be given these tools for removing that contraction. And the delight of the soul is that it keeps moving back into its expanded, unified field of loving consciousness. It keeps removing any tendency to stay contracted. The DNA is moving into a whole new level of releasing the crystalline codes that have been dormant for thousands and thousands of years. And what that means to you on a practical level is that you will have access to information that has been veiled during these centuries of dormancy. You will enter quite naturally into what we refer to as crystalline libraries, which are simply information that you hold within your body or within the field around your body in its relationship perhaps to the planet or the galaxy or the universe. But nonetheless, it's all within you and around you. And when you access these so-called crystalline libraries through your expanded DNA, you hear things that are assisting you in creating a new reality. You will hear things that will assist you in creating new levels of love within your relationship. You will be given tools for calling forth and activating those within the orders of the archangels, those who are working with the diamond light and the opalescent light and the various frequencies of the sacred rays that are being brought to your planet as she expands her consciousness. And each of these rays holds 12 octaves of information, all within these crystalline fields of your DNA. That doesn't mean that they have to open for you to access the information, for many of it can be accessed through your spiritual centers. For your body and the sphere around your body holds centuries of information. So all of these are simply ways and means that will be given in the Course for you to come into these new levels of consciousness that are all in alignment with your presence. And as you clear and prepare your body truly for the embodiment of your presence, you will begin in no uncertain terms to walk the earth as a living master. For it is your time to do this, if you so choose. It is your lifetime to open up this potential and this capacity. And all within this Course is directed at opening up your fully potentialized self. And we are delighted beyond measure to be assisting in this opening. It is what we are about. It is why we are so close to you at this time. It is why we are making ourselves available in courses like this one, so that you have access to your own presence and you bring forth everything that you need to awaken in such a way that you will know that you are what you have been searching for. Your ascended state of consciousness, your ascended heart, your ascended mind, and your ascended body is why you come here over and over and over again. And most people come in and leave with just barely touching upon this potential. And this is why we are bringing courses such as this one forward, to assist you in truly opening up the fullness of this potential. So you do not come and go and leave a planet with only having touched upon what is truly possible. So we look forward to being with you, and we hope that you will join us for this course in walking the earth as a living master. Thank you for all that you have done to get you to where you are. Thank you for listening. And thank you for bringing the blessings that you bring into these times so that you may truly co-create the next golden age of freedom with the many masters who are here to support you in this journey and in this full realization of the self.